This is WUOT, the University of Tennessee, Knoxville. Thus officially begins the first university radio station in Tennessee. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Frank Lester, your host for the dedicatory broadcast of WUOT, the new voice testing at 91.9 megacycles. This equipment testing period ended 20 seconds ago, and this is the first produced program on the University of Tennessee FM station. Tonight, we will offer the University of Tennessee String Quartet. Dean F.C. Lowry of the Division of University Extension, President C.E. Braham, Roy Cummins, President of the University Student Body, State Commissioner of Education J.M. Smith, and the University Choir. But it appears proper to lead off this inaugural broadcast with some exposition. May I introduce Kenneth D. Wright, Radio Specialist of the Division of University Extension and Director of WUOT. Mr. Wright.
When Frank Lester, our chief announcer, took his cue from the signal light a few moments ago, you heard the culmination of a long-standing dream. This radio station is a product of the foresight and progressive thinking of Dr. Braham, Dean Lowry, and numerous others. To those names, I gladly add those of Vice President Fred C. Smith, Dean of Students Ralph E. Dunford, and Business Manager J.P. Hess. Those men, along with many others, far too many for us to mention here, found merit in our project of a university radio station and personally worked to make it possible. Recent UT graduate Michael Fernevsky of the Tennessee Radio Service School faculty aided greatly as an engineering consultant, his services being offered gratis to his alma mater. To our students and faculty, I hope that you'll make use of your station, and to our listeners, a promise to offer the best radio our intelligence and hard work are capable of producing. I'd like to mention at this time the reception of two wires. I'd like to acknowledge those. This one comes from Franklin Dunham, Office of Education, Washington, D.C. Greetings to WUOT, its staff and director, as well as the great university it represents. May it serve the schools, the community, and the state for many years to come. The United States Office of Education rejoices in this newest educational station, now joining the ranks of the FM stations of the nation. And this one comes from Delta Delta Chapter of Delta Tau Delta Fraternity. Congratulations on your entrance into FM broadcasting. We are certainly proud to have so many Delts in this fine venture for the university. And now Frank Lester.
One of the two musical highlights of this inaugural broadcast brings us the university string quartet, composed of Mr. and Mrs. William J. Starr and Mr. and Mrs. Edward Bichet. We feel this performance is a forerunner of many such programs in the future. The quartet offers now Moment Musical, Opus 91 by Franz Schubert. One of Mozart's truly delightful airs has been chosen by the string quartet for an encore. Rondo from Eine kleine Nachtmusik. University, of course, does not have the money to go further. It would not have been able to go this far except for the opportunity afforded by an offer of the Knoxville Publishing Company to sell facilities which it owned at an extremely low cost. As indicated, WUOT, the University Pilot FM station, will be available for justifiable experiments in education through radio. It will devote itself to non-commercial broadcasts of such materials as music, roundtables, especially designed in formative periods, and similar broadcast materials. It is one of the few FM stations in the South devoted to this type of thing, although this medium of adult education is widely used throughout the country. its services, and findings will, it is hoped, be a real contribution to adult education in this area. I want to be clearly understood. Adult education means wide information and fine understanding and wholesome appreciation of the various elements of culture. Reference has been made to the use of statewide network by the State Department of Education and the several state colleges. It is not known what interest these different agencies may have in such procedures at this time. Naturally, they would await consideration by themselves of the results of pilot work as a basis for their thinking. Educational broadcasting, however, is widely used by state institutions throughout the country. Limitation has been largely by reason of the lack of bands in AM radio for this type of service. The FM ban is causing an increase in this type of service throughout the country. Dr. Brehm, as president of the University of Tennessee, we hope you will be good enough to present WUOT to the people of this area of Tennessee as a contribution to its educational welfare.
Thank you, Dean Lowry. The addition of station WUOT to the University of Tennessee's educational facilities is in accordance with the university's program for the further development of its scope of activities, contributed greater measure to the welfare of the people of Tennessee. The University of Tennessee is the state university. The university belongs to the people of Tennessee, and it is devoted to serve not only students in residence in the university classroom, but all groups and segments of society, youth and adults, throughout the entire state, through research and various educational programs of an extension of nature. The university's campus is the entire state, and its educational services and research services are available to all people on all borders of the state. Station WUOT will provide the university with a new channel of communication in serving the educational interests of the people of Tennessee. It will afford every department of the university with an instrument to extend its educational horizons. Our College of Home Economics, for example, can employ this station to disseminate information on modern methods of homemaking. The university's teachers of business administration can use the air channels of station WUOT to report to the people on current trends affecting the state's economic problems. Highly skilled musicians of our fine arts department can use this station in the presentation of inspirational and cultural programs that will be available to people throughout the entire area. These are only a few examples of the types of programs that your university can offer through this new medium of communication. In addition to extending the university's educational services, station WUOT will be a valuable supplement to the training facilities for the young men and women enrolled in the university at Knoxville. Students planning careers in the field of radio will work side by side with the university faculty in the planning and presentation of broadcasts. Thus, the university can offer these students a training program that includes practical experience as well as the theory. Students in dramatics, music, journalism, speech, engineering, and many other fields will also make use of this station to enrich their training programs with practical experience in radio. I'm proud, therefore, to accept station WUOT in behalf of the Board of Trustees and the faculty of the University of Tennessee. I am confident that it will become an important agent in the extension of the university's educational activities to the people of Tennessee and in the training of students on the Knoxville campus. The Division of University Extension deserves high commendation for the splendid job it has done in planning this station and in putting it on the air today. I am sure that the same high quality of performance will characterize the programs that will be broadcast from station WUOT during the days, weeks, months, and years ahead. In dedicating station WUOT this evening, We are very fortunate to have a distinguished and eminent Tennessean here with us to deliver the dedicatory address. It is most appropriate that he be the one to officiate in the inauguration of the university's educational radio station, because his own life is dedicated to the advancement of education in Tennessee and there are few men in this state who have made a greater contribution to the advancement of the state's entire educational program, both elementary, high school, and higher levels of education. He is now on leave of absence from his position as president of Memphis State College in order to administer a program that he is strengthening the state's entire public school system. Therefore, an honor and a privilege for me to present at this time the Honorable J.M. Smith, Commissioner of Education, the State of Tennessee. Commissioner Smith.
President Brim, Dean Lowry, ladies and gentlemen, it is with considerable personal satisfaction that I and other staff members of the Department of Education in Tennessee are privileged to witness the opening of this FM station. I consider it a genuine pleasure to dedicate WUOT to the ideals of good radio and sound, intelligent information. Many of us in the State Department of Education have realized the great potentialities of radio for supplemental teaching in the classroom. We hope to see this University of Tennessee station expand into a statewide network of educational stations, serving the adults and also taking information straight into the classrooms of our public schools. Dean Lowry has assured me that this station is a pilot station to explore the classroom use of radio. The Atlanta Board of Education has an FM station devoted entirely to programs for school children. Cleveland, Ohio has the same thing. The state of Wisconsin has 5 stations now in statewide network for school and adult listening. Therefore, it is especially gratifying to the State Department of Education to assist in dedicating WUOT to these same principles. Dr. Brim and Dean Lowry, sincere congratulations and best wishes for success in your FM station. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Smith. All of us on the staff of WUOT are quite excited about our aims and desires in the area of good music. We hope to please you with our choice of music, both from the Fine Arts Department and our recorded symphonies, each evening from 7:30 until 8:30. It is appropriate that the University a cappella choir sing for this initial broadcast of station WUOT, for this is the first public performance of the newly organized choir. The singers are students who are especially interested and talented in music and who are capable of producing the difficult type of music usually sung by a chamber choir. The director is John Carl Tegnell, Associate Professor of Fine Arts. Dr. Tegnell is a new member of the faculty this fall and comes to us from Illinois Wesleyan University. The choir will sing 2 numbers. The first is a glee by Thomas Arne entitled, "Which is the Properest Day to Sing?" The glee is a choral composition peculiar to England. It dates from the 18th century, when it was a most popular form among composers and singers. It is, properly speaking, written for male voices using the male adult alto for the top part. The glee the choir sings tonight is, of course, transposed to a higher key so that it may be sung by mixed voices.
"This is the properest day to sing, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Used to be sure 'tis a mighty fine thing, why should I name but one day?
Tell me why you are mentioned,
why should I name but one day?
Tell me why you are mentioned,
why should I name but one day? Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Steal away, steal away, run. I've got
we think you ought to meet two other staff members of WUOT during this first program. One is a silent member, Stanton G. French, engineering student from Memphis, our chief engineer. The other is not so silent. Meet Jack Westbrook, recent UT graduate from Linden, Tennessee, a veteran of 3 years in radio here on the Hill, and now program director of WUOT.
My function on this opening broadcast is a very pleasant one. All of us thoroughly understand the importance of the student body in our radio work. Without students, we have no station. We hope to offer much training and experience to many students. In return, we know we'll get tremendous enthusiasm, hard work, and enjoyment from those who work with us. Thus, it's a real pleasure to introduce Roy Cummins, president of the All Students Club, which here at UT means president of the entire student body. Roy, we invited you here tonight to make a sincere dedication of this station to all the students of the university, the students that you represent. We hope they will look upon WUOT as their station, praising it when it's good, and letting us know when they think it could be improved. And above all, using it to learn about radio.
Thank you, Jack. I'm certain the students of the University of Tennessee fully realize the benefits to be derived from this station. I know they will take advantage of all of them. It's been a great deal of pride that we've watched the part that students have played in developing and setting up this station, the part that they will play in the future in its operation. I take great pleasure in this time in accepting as our own the station and wishing you the greatest of success in its operation.
Thank you, Roy Cummins. One of the rich experiences of our days on the Hill is hearing the alma mater. The university choir under John Technell closes our program with this beautiful song. J.M. Smith, Dean F.C. Lowry, Student President Roy Cummins, the String Quartet, and the University Choir. The studios are located in Ayers Hall on the University campus. We cordially invite you to visit us. Good night and best wishes from your host, Frank Lester, and further good listening on WUOT, the University of Tennessee, Knoxville.
Educated.